Look at the sky and life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. There's my baby, lost her soul. Once I'm begging you, save her little soul. Golden years. There's my baby, lost her soul. Once I'm begging you, save her little soul.
As promised, a gorgeous David Bowie cover. That's done by British indie pop singer-songwriter Leah Sen. You can find that on the compilation album Modern Love, a tribute to David Bowie. In the middle, it is Tess Parks. Now, 2 years ago, Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album and Those Who Were Seen Dancing. The album possessed an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds. Well, Tess Parks returns with a new album, Pomegranate, which continues to deliver her signature sound. 2 years ago, she made it into the honorable mention list, and 2 years later, she did it again with Pomegranate. This time we heard the song Koalas from Tess Parks. And then kicking off the set, it is music from Brooklyn duo Widow's Peak, a duo that blend dream pop, country, classic rock, and indie pop into just hazy, haunting songs. We heard the song The Jacket. That is the title track from the duo's most recent album, The Jacket. Let's keep things going. I've got a question. Are B-sides still a thing? I feel like in this age of electronic music, in this age of not electronic music, but the way we listen to our music, in the age of things like Spotify and Apple Music, do B-sides have meaning? Well, I'm going to declare it here and now. B-sides still have meaning. B-sides were always a way for artists to showcase those hidden gems. PJ Harvey is one of those musicians who has put out fabulous B-sides. In fact, one of PJ Harvey's B-sides could be at the top of my list for all-time gorgeous B-sides. When you think of PJ Harvey, it's rare to think of love songs, but I feel like this song is just dripping in heartbeats. Here is PJ Harvey right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Seen in love. cold, climbing up the walls for that flashing light.
I can never let go,
'cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
Holding on for your coat,
I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
Maybe not tonight.
Now the sun is up and I'm going blind.
Holding on for your coat,
another drink just to pass the time.
I can never say no,
'cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
Holding on for your coat,
'cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
Maybe not tonight.
When you want music from somebody that seems to be perpetually stuck in their Baroque era, well, then it's Florence and the Machine that you are looking for. That's who we just heard, Artful Pop singer-songwriter Florence and the Machine. The song is called Delilah. That's from the album How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. In the middle, it is music from Beth Gibbons now. Beth Gibbons is, of course, best known as the frontwoman to the pioneering 1990s trip-hop band Portishead, but she is also an enigmatic and intensely emotional solo artist. Lives Outgrown is her latest solo album. It sees Beth Gibbons returning from a long hiatus with gorgeously weathered songs that explore aging with absolute honesty. We've been featuring it quite a few times here on the program. In fact, it was included in our honorable mentions for 2024. We heard the song Burden of Life from Beth Gibbons. Now, with this latest album, Beth Gibbons has also announced her very first solo tour through America and into Canada. Dates in cities like Toronto and Chicago for our loyal listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit. You can catch Beth Gibbons live April 7th at the Masonic Cathedral Theater in Detroit. Okay. And then starting that set off, going back to 1998, when PJ Harvey released her single for the song A Perfect Day Elise, she backed it with the gorgeous B-side Sweeter Than Anything. It's one of my favorite PJ Harvey gems. I don't feature it very often here on the show. I don't know if I've ever featured that song on the show, but I just felt like it worked so well with that set. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the program, but first let's wrap up this hour by reminding you that if you ever have a request or would like to know more about the show, you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. I post the playlist there in print, links to bands and musicians, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and of course, you can always message me any requests you have for the show. Okay, now let's wrap up this first hour. Kelly McMichael is a dynamic singer-songwriter that comes from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Her latest album is called After the Sting of It. It is just stinging me in all the great ways. So we're going to listen to another track from this album. Standing Out is the name of the song. Here's Kelly McMichael right now here on Girly So Groovy.
My fear is not about
Okay, let's do this. Let's dive into the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. We have lots more music to get to coming up in this second hour of Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Garbage, Ezra Furman, Fantagram, Anna Calvi, St. Vincent,